And welcome to the Gentle Yoga Warriors weekly podcast in association with naturemeditations.earth. So let's do this. Let's reconnect with joy once again. So today we're going to tap into the magical, mystical, healing, sometimes overly emotional energy of the moon. So there's 13 cycles of the moon throughout the year, and there's around about 13 cycles in a woman's menstrual cycle. The moon governs the oceans, the rivers, the water, controls the tide. And there's several different phases to the moon for which you can learn to tap into their energy. Moon rules our emotions. In our astrological charts, we have the sun sign, we have the moon sign and a rising sign. So the moon sign is all about the depth of our soul, our spirit, our spiritual energy, as well as our emotions and which ones that we can learn to balance and make peace with. The moon is said to be more of a feminine energy, whereas the sun is more of a masculine energy, which each and every one of us has feminine and masculine energies within our being. And the moon is a special, special thing that you can use to charge up your stones with energy, to cleanse your crystals. And there's different phases to the moon for which you can manifest different things. So a new moon, and you can get so many apps which will tell you when it's a new moon in your area, but the new moon is when the sky is all dark. It's a new beginning. So during the time of the new moon, good thing to do is write a list, a plan of what you wish to manifest in this new cycle. So it could be that you might want to spend more time with family. You might want to learn a new skill. So you might want to study. Who knows? That's your personal choice. But feel within, meditate first and feel within what your deepest desire is during the new moon. And you can do like a little ceremony, light a candle, do a little prayer, but it's about opportunities, new beginnings, new projects. So it's always a good time to start something new. And then the next part in this cycle is called the waxing moon. So it's about when the moon's about half the size, so when you see that half moon shape. So this is a really good time to then think a bit more deeply about the projects that you're manifesting and how you want to go about doing it. And so you can use your journal, diary, meditation during this time. And then eventually when the moon is completely lit in the sky, this is the full moon. Very, very, very powerful time. So it's a deep time of purification, letting things go, but also saying thank you in gratitude for all the things that you're deeply, deeply grateful for. Make a list during this time of things that you wish to let go of. So it might be that a habit that you have that no longer serves you, some unconscious thoughts, unconscious behaviors. Maybe you want to change job, maybe you want to change your relationship, whatever it is. And then after that, the light begins to grow less and less and less. It's a half moon again, but that follows after the full moon. And there's getting less and less energy. So you may feel a little bit less energetic. It's a time of to restore yourself. So do something restorative, like maybe some slow flowing yoga, have some nurturing food. So really time to kind of like nurture, a shredding time to let go, release. And then again, it comes right the way back to the new moon again. So that's a very brief description of the moon cycles. So I'm next going to share with you a magical, mystical moonlit meditation. I suggest you listen to this meditation where you can be quiet and where you won't be disturbed, so you're not driving and you're not operating any machinery, but you're sitting nice and quietly somewhere you won't be disturbed. You may want to just listen to this and then come up with your own moon lit meditation. So you're going to take a moon bath. So I'm not telling you to take your bathtub outside and sit underneath the stars. More so, the moon bath is when you bathe yourself in the moonlight. Quite nice to do on a full moon, just because there's more light out there than on a new moon, you wouldn't see anything. So full moon all the way forward. So when you're ready to start the meditation, and even if there isn't the moon there, or maybe you're in a place where you can't actually be outside, you can still do this moonlit meditation inside, but use your imagination. So sit up nice and tall, slow, calm, deep breaths. Take it super, super easy. And then begin to really slow the breath down so it becomes very conscious. You're breathing using the whole of the lung capacity. All the tensions out the face, just let them go. So this is a meditation that I channeled when I was lucky enough to stay in a stately home where we had a park view, very lucky. And then the moon lit up the grounds like a film set. And this is what I channeled from that experience. Dear one, wait until you get a night when the moon shines bright. On such a night, you can choose to sit under the moonlight or go for a safe walk in the night. Whatever you do, meditation will offer a luminous shower of beautiful hope. Hope. For the moon illuminates one's inner needs, dreams, and lost visions. By night, the soul can be without the distractions of an active life. People think the sun is the only thing that gives warmth, but that's not true. The sun does give glorious heat, but the moon warms and cradles our emotions. So dip your toe into the night via meditation and take a moon bath as your inner self takes flight. You wonderful creature of the night. The moon, magical light. Can you feel still as the stars also help light up the sky? Yes, dear one, won't you dance and tame the untamable and bring wild instinct to that which has become bland and lukewarm? You can do this by sitting still or dancing to the moon. The important thing is you surrender to the flow of that magical, mystical moonlight glow. Allow the energy of the moon to emanate your energetic field. A moon meditation illuminates you to synchronize life with your own intuition, your inner self, your soul, your spiritual being. Allow, be free. So sit still now in the moonlight, cleanse the aura, receive that pranic overcoat painted in a shining, luminous, silvery moonlight, beautiful energy. Allow your breath to be. Allow the healing energy of the moon. So as you are right now, the moon energy crystallizes an angelic glow. It also inspirits you. Linger and be glorious feminine energy, regardless of what body in this life you inhabit. The feminine and masculine energies are always present. Allow and dance, untangle and be. Stay for a short time with the glorious moonbeams. And then start to take some slow, calm, deep breaths. come back into the area wherever you're at, in and out, back into the present. You may wish to immediately pick up a pen and paper and write stream of consciousness. That means just write without thinking, whatever comes to your mind. Put it on the paper in case you don't remember in the morning light. As you drift off into slumber time, the wisdom you were seeking will become more apparent the more you learn to simply be. So that's the meditation that I channeled. So do give it a shot. Let me know how you get on. Let me know how it feels for you. Whatever station you're using to listen to this podcast, really appreciate it if you would write a review. It's always good to receive reviews. And if there's many, many other different energy meditations on this podcast and different types of meditations. So go off, dear one. Have a good day. And thank you for listening. The Gentle Yoga Warriors Weekly Podcast, in association with naturemeditations.earth. So let's do this. Let's reconnect with joy once again.